Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and our guest today is Sarah Mitchell. Sarah is a resident real estate agent with Century 21 New Heritage. She's also a sponsor of 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station, and she has a special guest with us today. Sarah, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you so much for having us here today. I also have a special guest. In addition to myself, I have our current reigning Miss Lake in the Hills, Victoria Vargas.
Hello, everyone. My name is Victoria, and I am the 2019 Miss Lake in the Hills, and I'm super eager to be here today.
The reason we're here is to talk about the fact that we are bringing back the Miss Huntley and Miss Lake in the Hills pageant this year. It's been a tradition in the Huntley community since 1949. And no, I was not the director back then, but I have been the director for 22 years. Started way back when in the Chamber of Commerce, when many of you will recognize the name Millie Ruth, here in town was the administrative assistant and running the pageant. And I helped the first year and then took it over after that. With our Miss Huntley, which we've had since 1949, our current 2019 title holder Deepa Dillon is unable to be here with us today because she's in med school at University of Illinois Chicago and has exams this week. So Victoria, as our reigning Miss Lake in the Hills, is going to handle that for us.
Sarah, these young ladies, once they attain the goal of the city that they're associated with, do they then go to McHenry County for a final?
They do, and they actually go on beyond that as well, if they choose to. The way that our pageant operates is, number one, it was Miss Huntley up until 2012, and then we, as directors, decided to add Miss Lake in the Hills because the residents of Lake in the Hills didn't have a pageant to compete in, and a lot of the Lake in the Hills residents go to the Huntley School District. So our young ladies are 16 to 20 years of age, and they have to be either Huntley residents, Lake in the Hills residents, or students of District 158. After they compete in our pageant, should they become the title holders, we give them the option to compete in the Miss McHenry County pageant. This year, we will have our title holders all year, and they can compete next summer, and we sponsor them. Some of our other contestants will go on to compete in that pageant as well. They don't have to be a title holder in a particular town or community. And then over the last 22 years, many of our title holders have went on to win Miss McHenry County. And then they actually also compete the following January in the Illinois State Fair pageant.
So would you explain to the folks what these young ladies have to go through to attain this goal?
Sure. It's definitely not your typical beauty pageant. Everybody has a stigmatism when they think of beauty pageants, and it's 100% not what you see on TV and what you've seen, across the country and the world. We focus on the scholarship portion of it. It is not a beauty pageant. It's more focused on their interview with a judge. That's actually 45% of their score. And nobody sees that. That's behind closed doors with professional people that are not from the area. They have a sponsor within the community, a business that sponsors them. They do an on-stage commercial for their sponsor. And they're meeting these sponsors for the first time. And then they go up on stage and they do a commercial for them. It's stage presence. We do have the evening gown portion of it, but we don't have swimsuit. We don't have, a fitness or anything like that. The transformation that you see with these young ladies from day one of coming into our orientation until 6 to 7 weeks later when they're up on stage is absolutely amazing. And that's why I do what I do. And you'll see that or hear it when you talk with Victoria here shortly.
And is public speaking part of it too?
Absolutely.
So my question to you is, all the years you've been in this, how did this all come about that you took this challenge on to be a part of this program, Sarah?
That's kind of interesting because I can honestly say, having known what I knew of pageants back in the day, you would have never caught me up on stage doing that. And I don't have the public speaking skills. I was an athlete, a three-season athlete, and we took it on because when Cheryl Moffitt with Moffitt Physical Therapy here in town, when she and I joined the chamber as board members, you had to sponsor, or you had to be the chairman of a committee. And there was this Miss Huntley pageant. And Cheryl and I looked at each other. We both had four daughters. I had a newborn baby. And hers all went the athletic route, you know, as did mine. But we're like, well, we have girls. We can do this. And as soon as I got involved in it, I was absolutely amazed at what it can bring to the table for these young ladies. And it gives them mentors in the community, whether it be us as their directors, former title holders that they're very close with, and then the business owners that they meet and stay in touch with throughout the year. So it's been an amazing journey, and I'm glad I said yes.
So if a young lady wants to participate, what does she do? How does she go about entering the contest, or who does she contact?
They can contact me directly. They can reach out to Victoria if they know her and have questions. They can go to our Facebook page or email us at MissHuntleyPageant @gmail.com. They can reach out to the Huntley Chamber if that's what they remember. We are not necessarily affiliated with the chamber, other than we are a nonprofit member of the chamber, so they would have our contact information. And then we have a simple application online, and we've already had one practice and an orientation, but we would extend it if anybody hears this and, you know, wants to jump in for this year. But if not future years, we'd be happy to have them.
And initially, the chamber was the one that covered your costs for scholarships, correct?
Correct. And I'm not really sure. I think it was maybe back in 2009 or 2010. I had been the chairman of the board in 2005 and 6, and I know it was a few years after that. When I was no longer on the board, they had decided that it was just not part of their mission to do this. And those of us that were heavily involved with it just didn't want to see it fall apart when it had been in the community since 1949. It was a little bit of a shock to us, but we thought, okay, we'll start a non-for-profit organization and we'll figure this out. And they had actually covered the cost of the scholarship for Miss Huntley for all those years. So now it is completely funded by our sponsors and fundraisers. We'll do a car wash on July 15th or 16th at FNBO Bank in Lake in the Hills on Algonquin Road. And then Richard from Culver's is always, you know, so generous. And we will be doing a fundraiser there on Sunday, July 16th.
So I have a question for you. You have four daughters. You're in real estate as an agent. You're working with the beauty pageant, so when do you sleep?
Not very much. Not very much, but hey, I have time for that later, I guess.
So with your fundraising, I guess there's some things here that you talk about with the different organizations that have helped you out in the community, like Culver's and the car wash and things like that. What other areas do you work with, or other people you work with, to generate funds, Sarah?
Just basically local community member businesses that will, some of them will sponsor the crowns. Some of them will put ads in our program. When we advertise on social media that we're going to be at Culver's or we're going to have the car wash, a lot of your local business owners, Dave and Julie Novolinsky with About Your Home Inspection. Julie has joined our committee this year and has been a great asset already. I couldn't name all of the sponsors because we've had so many over the years that have sponsored our contestants. But Huntley Floral does the flowers. A lot of the local restaurants will donate food. We need food the day of the pageant for the girls. We need it for the judges. We need gifts. You know, any size, you know, is fine, whether it's a gift certificate, because all of the contestants get something. They walk away with a gift bag full of, you know, different gift certificates and little gifts and things like that. And it's not just cash that we need, you know, for the scholarships. So
what is your budget then? What's the goal you hope to attain each year, Sarah?
The scholarships, honestly, the girls realize when they become Miss Huntley and Miss Lake in the Hills that their scholarship really depends on how involved they are during their reign as, you know, in those positions. We attend a lot of community events, which Victoria will talk to you about some of the ones that she has done and or her sister had done in the past. It's basically the fundraising and the sponsorships, but our goal every year is to have a minimum of $1,000 scholarship for both title holders. But it's typically somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500. And the more contestants, the more sponsors, the more fundraising we do, we will give it all back to them. So she, you know, Victoria knows that she could earn $2,000 on her scholarship. It just really depends on the fundraising that we bring in, but minimum of 1,000 each and often 1,500.
Okay. So Victoria, tell us about your journey.
My journey started back in 2019 when I was a junior in high school. I'm currently going to be a junior in college, so it's been a second since I won this title. And I joined because my sister was the 2014 Miss Huntley. And as a little girl, I always loved watching her pageant journey and seeing how much it changed her and allowed her to get involved in the community. So I knew that the second I became eligible with my age to join the pageant, it was meant for me.
So you had a little competition going there. If you could do it, I could do it, right?
A little sister rivalry never hurt anyone. But my sister was really supportive the entire time that I was competing for this pageant, and I'm really glad I did. I also did a pageant in 2017. It was kind of an introductory pageant. It was at the teen division, so a lot less for the expectations.
Well, that's good. And then once you did enter the pageants, what was it like for you?
The journey leading up to pageant day was amazing. All of the contestants became friends. All of my mentors have stayed with me since I've join the pageant system. It's definitely a lot of work, but it's nothing that you can't handle. I did it because it was a fun thing to do over the summer. When school ended, I didn't have dance anymore, so I wanted something to kind of fill my time with. And it was a really cool experience to learn all of the things that would follow me later into my life. I think some of the biggest ones were public speaking, interviewing, stage presence, and just getting involved in the community. Those are skills that I still carry with me today in my college journey, and it was amazing.
So if a young lady wants to start out today, what would you tell them they need to do? They're starting from scratch. They know nothing about it. You know, what steps should they take, Victoria?
Come join the family. Fill out the application, and we'll teach you everything you need to know. Like I said, going into it, I didn't know much about pageantry or what to expect, but we literally will walk you through every single step. We have practices where we teach you things from public speaking to walking in heels, and we'll teach you everything.
We're going to pause for a minute to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station, and we are here with Sarah and Victoria talking about the pageant. Victoria, another question. So a young lady starts out and she does all these different things. How do you think that improves your overall personality and your thought process and what you're doing right now? You're in college right now. How did that help you?
Confidence was the biggest thing that I think changed when I joined the pageant system. I grew up a dancer, so I always expressed myself through movement, never really had to use my voice. But I think joining the pageant and finding an outlet to feel confident using my voice, public speaking, getting in the community, talking to strangers, feeling a lot more comfortable in that aspect is truly amazing, and it's something that I'm forever grateful for.
So now you're in college.
Yes.
Do you have a major?
Yes, I'm a major in accounting with a specialty in professional accountancy.
That's terrific.
Yes.
So you went from a dancer to a pageant to accounting.
I went all in a circle, yes.
That's quite a circle.
Mm-hmm.
So how about the young ladies coming up now, Sarah, that the new contestants coming along? You're probably seeing a lot of new faces. How does that shake out for you guys?
Well, it does. And actually, I was in Ohio for softball this weekend with my daughter. So Victoria could actually probably talk about that. We had our first practice, official practice, at Huntley Springs on Sunday afternoon.
The group of girls that we have this year is truly incredible. All of them are so sweet. At orientation, I already knew that they were in it for the right reasons. They all had a similar story behind it, that they just wanted to find an outlet to gain some confidence, to learn how to be an involved member in the community. And a lot of them, their biggest reason for joining was community involvement, community service. And I think that's truly amazing because that's something that we do a lot of through the pageant. And it gives you an outlet to find ways to volunteer, because a lot of times as a young adolescent, it's hard to find ways to volunteer, and it really helps. Some of the girls are in high school. This will help give them hours to earn a silver cord, which is a volunteer stole that you'll get at graduation. Some of these girls are college age, and I think the community involvement helps them feel at home, even though part of the year they're away from home. So yeah, the group of girls this year is amazing, and we're always looking for more girls to join our family.
So how do you instill self-confidence with these young ladies? Because I'm sure some of them, you know, are a little shy and not very confident. So what do you do to help them along?
I think for me, and I think this year with these girls, it's just reassuring them that they can be completely themselves and that no one's ridiculing them for anything that they might feel self-conscious about. Public speaking, getting in front of the girls, practicing your commercial, practicing interview, those are all things that are going to help them feel a lot more confident when they leave this pageant and when they go to be a student in a college or apply for a job. They're going to remember the things that we taught them here and allow that to carry them graciously.
So, Sarah, who does that teaching?
It's a combination of us directors, but in all honesty, it's our title holders because they are the living example of what these girls can become, you know, when it comes to the confidence and public speaking. And one thing I like to add to that is we tell them on a regular basis, this is not a competition. You're not competing against one another. You're competing against yourself and building your self-confidence, building your stage presence. And I think that's important because most of us from the outside look at a pageant as you would any other, you know, sporting event or dance that you're competing against someone else. And that's just not what we want them to focus on. It's about, you know, self-growth.
So when is your next pageant coming up? Is there dates for that?
Yes, our next pageant is July 29th at 7 p.m. at Huntley High School, at the Performing Arts Center of Huntley High School.
So let's go through that one more time for the folks. Sarah?
Yes, we welcome all of you. You know, I know there's a lot of people in this community that have not been to this pageant, and you're truly missing out. It's a great evening. And again, that is Saturday, July 29th at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center of Huntley High School.
Well, that's great. Do you have an anticipation of how many people will be there, or how many girls will be there?
I think right now we're probably going to have 8 contestants, unless we have anybody, you know, join us this week. And typically we've had anywhere from 6 to 18. So we're, you know, on the lower end, but we have to keep in mind that we haven't done the pageant since pre-COVID. You know, they're 2019.
Sure.
So we hope to build on that each year going forward.
So once again, if a young lady wants to participate, how does she go about doing that? So we'll give them some information, Sarah?
Yep. Feel free to reach out to me directly. Again, Sarah Mitchell at 847-456-3502, or might be easiest just to email us at misshuntleypageant@gmail.com.
So let's give that one more time, Sarah.
misshuntleypageant@gmail.com or Sarah Mitchell at 847-456-3502.
So some of the girls have been in the pageant in the past. Do you still keep in contact with them?
Absolutely. A lot of it is through social media. It's amazing to think now that it's been 22 years, many of my title holders are now moms. Ironically, we have one of our former contestants, so not a title holder, but a contestant that is actually just joined our committee as well. She was at practice on Sunday, and 2 of our 4 directors are former Miss Huntleys. So they stay involved.
Do you have a way for these past contestants to keep in touch with you? So this way, you know, they want to communicate what they're doing, how their lives are changing, what the road is that they're taking?
Most of that is just done through social media. We're all Facebook friends, and the younger ones are the Instagram and, you know, the other things. But we also have a Facebook page for the Miss Huntley Lake in the Hills Scholarship Pageant as well. So a lot of them stay in touch with us there.
So, Victoria, once you finish college, are you going to go beyond that, or are you going to just complete college and move on to working, or are you going to advance with your studies?
The plan is to get my master's degree. I'm currently a student at Davenport University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm also a member on their college dance team. Davenport offers a master's program that you can get in 5 years, and that's the current path that I'm on. Granted, if anything changes from now until I graduate with my bachelor's degree, I'd be open to it, but that's the plan for now.
Oh, that's great. I'm sure you've got a lot of contestants that participate in the past, Sarah, that have a lot of credentials that they like to share with you, don't they?
Definitely. And I'm right off the top of my head, one that I can think of, and this is down the lines of pageantry, is that our 2011 Miss Huntley went on to win Miss McHenry County. And actually, she won Miss Huntley her 2nd year. That's something that we tell a lot of our contestants is a lot of them have so much fun and so much growth the first time, but they don't walk away with the title. But they will then come back and compete again. And in many cases, they've won their second year just because they have more confidence and, you know, a little bit more practice at it. But Hannah Smith was our 2011 Miss Huntley. She went on to continue into pageantry, and she actually became Miss Illinois, went on to compete in, which is not part of our system, but she did that with the Miss America program, and competed in Miss America and was in the top 10. So we had a whole viewing party at my house. I mean, a lot of the contestants from former years were actually at our house that night watching it in our living room. Poor Scott, I think, you know, the only guy in the house. But you know, I think Deepa, our current Miss Huntley, Deepa Dillon, I think she's going to be our first doctor.
Yes.
But yeah, like I said, several of them, you know, have kids and careers, and it's just really neat to watch them on Facebook and, you know, stay in touch with them. Actually, the Moffitt girls, all four of Cheryl Moffitt's daughters participated, and a couple of them were title holders, and they also went, a couple of them went the route of med school, too.
So the young lady that went to participate in Miss America, what year was that?
Well, she won our pageant, I think, in 2011. So I'm trying to remember.
I think it was 2012.
Or 12 or 13, maybe. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of exciting to have a member of the group that went on to be a participant in Miss America. That's really kind of neat.
Yeah.
So when your husband comes home at night and there's four daughters and there's all these pageant contestants there, does he run to the basement immediately or what?
He does not. He's always just a part of it. And to be honest, with four daughters that are all fairly close in age, our house is that house that everybody comes to. So he's just used to it. You know, our son is almost 30, so he's been out of the house for a while. But Scott absolutely loves it, and he just is involved in it. He was watching it with us, I'm sure, that night.
Well, with four sisters, I'm sure he wants to be at the house, correct?
Yeah.
That's always the way.
And he's used to my big family. I actually have four sisters and eight brothers, so we're just used to a crowd.
Well, it seems like a lot of hand-holding has to be considered when you have these young ladies that participate, because they're going to be shy, some I'm sure, and not sure of themselves. So that's where I'm sure, Victoria, you come in to try and help these young ladies, correct?
Yes. Like I said, it's all about mentorship and knowing that you have someone to turn to if you have any questions. I always reiterate to the girls that I'm just a phone call away, just a message on Instagram away, and if they have any questions, they can come to me. I even offer my closet to them. Some of them need some dresses, some interview outfits, some shoes, and I'll tell them, just come over. Anything that I have that fits you is yours. What's mine is yours. And I think that's the most important thing about our pageant system is just having those mentors there for the girls.
And I think that's important, too. Anybody who's interested in participating doesn't need to worry about, oh, I don't have a fancy dress or fancy shoes. That's what we talked about at our first orientation. Even any of my daughter's dresses from prom and things like that, former contestants. I know one of my daughters for prom several years ago wore Gia, you know, one of our title holders, dressed to, you know, prom. But almost every contestant is shy when they come to the orientation. I can't really say that we've ever had anybody walk in being that confident, oh, they're going to win. And even when you watch the pageant on July 29th, I know you guys will all be there. when you see them on stage, in most cases, people think they know who the winner is. But what you don't realize is 45% of that score was in a pre-pageant interview with judges. And sometimes they did so well in the interview, which is near and dear to our heart, the most important part. And they'll end up winning because that interview was the best.
So when the people are there watching it, are they made aware that part of the points were scored prior to the actual pageant going on?
Yep, absolutely. Yep, we share that information with them.
Oh, that's great. That's probably a very interesting. That evening, does it last? Is it like a 2-3 hour event?
I'd say most years it's been about 2 hours. You know, if we get up to the 15 to 20 contestants, sometimes it's longer. In my first few years, if we had 17 contestants, it would last 3.5-4 hours. But we found ways to minimize it. You know, the commercials that they do on stage are shorter. You know, maybe if we only had 5 contestants, your interviews might be a little bit longer. But we know you're only going to keep the crowd for so long and keep them interested, invested in the night. So we try to, it moves very, very quickly.
Do you get a good turnout, Sarah?
For the most part, in the past, prior to the social media, availability that we have now, and your graciousness of having us on today, a lot of it has been friends and family of the contestants, and friends and family of your directors and your committee members. But we are really hoping to have this grow as a community event where, Del Webb, Sun City, I would love to see some of them, the residents there come watch the pageant. They would absolutely love it. And the auditorium has more than enough room to bring in more community members. And, at most it's $10 to get in, and I guarantee it'll be better than wasting $50 at the movie theater.
Well, we want to wrap things up now and thank Sarah Mitchell from the Century 21 New Heritage Real Estate Office for being here today, and Victoria Vargas being here, the 2019 Queen. And we wanted to make sure that you all are aware of the upcoming event on Saturday, July 29th, to honor these young ladies who are participating. And you're listening to your 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio Station. And if you need more information, go to huntleyradio.com and contact us. We'll give you more information. But once again, we want to thank Sarah and Victoria for being here today. And we wish you the very best of luck in the pageant, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody.
You.
Take care.